Hebrews chapter 11, and we've been dealing with the book of Hebrews on Sunday evening as we've reached Hebrews chapter 11. And may I say that as we come here to the place in Hebrews chapter 11, we understand that he's been building to this point. Everything that he's been saying, remember just a few chapters ago, he's been reproving them. Why? Because of their immaturity, spiritually speaking. Many of them, he compares them to the children of Israel in the wilderness who did not have faith to go into the promised land, who because of that died in the wilderness. And so this is a culmination of everything he's been trying to tell them, that it's all about faith. Not just in salvation, but also in our daily lives. And we come now to Hebrews chapter 11, and notice verse number 5 we dealt with two weeks ago. Now, what is faith? He answers for that for us. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And for by it, faith, the elders obtain a good report. We understand through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then last Sunday evening, we dealt with the excellent sacrifice of faith. What Abel did was out of faith. And now we come to verse number 5 of Hebrews chapter 11. And notice, follow along as read verse 5 and number 6. The Bible says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's consider here Abel and now Enoch. And I want us to, it's important. The list begins with the name of Abel and follows with the name of Enoch, and we are familiar with those names because we have the Old Testament. But think about what Abel showed. Abel showed how death is the entrance to life. He triumphs over death by submitting to it. While Enoch, life triumph over death, he did not see death. Abel, on the one hand, through faith, being dead, yet speaks. Enoch, on the other hand, speaks as one who ever lives. In Abel, we see how death leads to life. In Enoch, we see that life that never dies. In Abel, we see Christ, the crucified, and the boldness we have through the blood to enter into the new and living way that goes through the veil. And in Enoch, we see Christ glorified and have life in the holiest of all, the walk with God, the living one. So really, as he begins with these two men, they both show something totally different when it comes to faith. Showing to us that faith impacts all of life. But as we think about Enoch, there is something that kind of is in the back of our mind. We think of perhaps Enoch and Noah along the same line, because for these two men, God said in His Word that Enoch walked with God. And it says that also Noah walked with God. And I will deal with Noah later. We're dealing with Enoch right now. But consider this. Enoch, the Bible says, walked with God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5, because we're going to see the account. There's not a whole lot that is said about Enoch, but what is said about Enoch is pretty spectacular. And what happened to Enoch only happened to two people in the Bible. Notice Genesis chapter 5, by the way, this is not the Enoch that came after Cain. There's two Enochs. The one in chapter 4 was the descendant of Cain. This is not that Enoch. This is really the seventh generation after Adam. Notice in Genesis 5 verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Wow. 300 years. That's a lot of years to begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were, notice, 365 years. And notice again verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. That's it. Enoch. And yet, just in those few verses alone, Hebrews chapter 11 mentions, by faith, Enoch. And when we and what we take out of this passage is that Enoch was a man that is, again, God separates in His Word compared to the other men of the day by saying twice in those few verses, God highlights for us, says, I want you to know, Enoch walked with God. Now, what Hebrews chapter 11 does for us, it really, God pulls the curtain away. So now we can look back in the Old Testament and see how they were able to do what they did. In other words, God pulls the curtain and says, do you remember what the Word says about how Enoch walked with God? I'm going to tell you how he did that. By faith. You see, that's what he does. It's not mentioned for us here in Genesis chapter 5 that by faith Enoch walked with God. But Hebrews chapter 11 makes it clear to us that the reason he walked with God was because of his faith. Now, twice in the Bible, it tells us clearly again that Enoch walked with God. It is said of Enoch and Noah that they walked with God. They, in other words, they maintained a course of action conformed to God's will and acceptable in His sight. Now, as we study the Word of God, by the way, we ought to walk with God as well. In other words, that is something that is expected of us. Let's go to a few pages in the Scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Notice verse number 7. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You see, as believers, we should be walking by faith and not by sight. A little later before that in Romans chapter 8, in verse 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We are to, according to the Word of God, we are to walk after the Spirit. In verse 4, he says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, he says, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. He talks about those that are walking after the flesh. He describes that they are self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. So as we consider that Enoch walked with God, there's an opposite way to walk. And that is to walk after the flesh. Walking after the flesh is described for us as a being self-willed. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says this, I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 1 John chapter 1 verse 6 tells us, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we can either walk in darkness, in unbelief, misled by error, or we can walk in light, well-informed, holy, happy. And as we consider here the walk of Enoch, I want us to consider this title this evening. We see not only the excellent sacrifice of faith, but this evening as we consider Enoch, we see the exceptional walk of faith. Faith produces a certain type of sacrifice. We dealt with that last week. But we also see that faith produces a certain type of walk. And that walk is an exceptional walk. And so as we examine this evening, I want us to consider several things about this exceptional walk of faith. You know, as we consider really this idea of walking, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. There are several things it does not say. It does not say that God walked with Enoch. It says Enoch walked with God. But we not only see that Enoch walked with God, but he walked, notice, with. You know what? That's the idea. As you walk, and I don't know, some of you maybe have been jogging or walking, and maybe you have a partner, but you're walking with a person. Typically, when you have a group of certain amount of people that are walking with one another, there is always one person that leads in the direction. In other words, there's someone that is, we're turning left right now. There is someone that is going to walk with that person. And have the idea of walking, think about it, with God, has the idea of allowing Him to direct the path that we take. We are allowing Him to lead as we're walking with Him. It carries the idea of it's a moment by moment walk. It is a moment by moment seeking the direction of God, seeking to see where He turns, where He takes us, and always following Him, being with Him. The exceptional walk of faith. And I want us to consider several things, several truths about this walk of faith as we consider it in Hebrews chapter 11. First of all, we see the result of this exceptional walk of faith. He says, notice, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. You know, there's only two men in the Bible that did not see death. Enoch and Elijah. That's pretty impressive. Now, for Enoch, it is plainly stated, perhaps not for Elijah, but for Enoch, and we could know that it would be the same for Elijah, but for Enoch it is plainly stated that faith is why he did not see death. Now, it's not saying that if we have faith that we will not see death. But the truth communicated for us here is that walking by faith reaps positive results in a person's life. And for Enoch, it was his faith, and by the way, his faith was shown in a walking with God, and that result, to think about the result of that, was that he was translated. That he was transferred from earth to heaven. From the earthly and the temporal to the heavenly and the eternal. How was that accomplished? It was accomplished by faith. And may I say, as we consider the result of exceptional walk of faith, there are results to walking by faith. There are benefits of walking by faith. It is a privilege to walk by faith. God gives promises and does things in our lives as we walk by faith. There is a result. And for Enoch, the result was translation. Now, we know that there are other men that walked with God, such as Noah, who was not translated. But may I say that we're going to see in just a moment, although Noah was not translated, he still reaped good results for his faith. And what I'm trying to say this evening is that walking by faith exceptionally will result in seeing the blessing of God in our lives. There will be a positive result of walking by faith. Not only do we see the result of this exceptional walk of faith, but number two, we see the reach of this exceptional walk of faith. He says, notice, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and, notice, was not found because God had translated him. It seems that after Enoch's death, many searched for him but did not find him. The result of Enoch's faith reached and affected many lives. In other words, there were no doubt because the generation after Enoch, we know that, remember, when he named his son Methuselah, there was a message in naming his son Methuselah. That would mean that at the end, there would be a consummation. In other words, there would be a judgment that would fall after Methuselah. And sure enough, as soon as Methuselah died, the judgment flood happened in the world. And so as we consider Enoch, we see that he reached those around him. Why? Because they were searching for him. There were some men during the life of Enoch who were wicked men who thought to themselves, well, I think that Enoch is just hiding. And some people are giving the report that he may have been translated, but I'm not going to believe that. That is impossible. And so therefore, there were those who were deniers. They searched everywhere to find out where Enoch was hiding. But he was not found. And the Bible tells us why he was not found. He was not found because the Bible says God had translated him. So Enoch was not found because why? God translated him. Now translated means to transfer over. Enoch was transferred over from the earthly and the temporal to the heavenly and the eternal. But think about what this faith did in the lives of people around him. It reached people. I think of many times people, they'll go on a journey to try to disprove the Christian faith. And they'll go on a journey. You'll probably hear a good one to look up is Lee Strobel, who was a law student. He wrote a school on the case for the Creator. A tremendous story. But he embarked on his wife got saved and came back and gave the news. And so he thought to himself, Christianity is not real. And so he said, I'm going to use my lawyer skills and I'm going to apply those to the faith. I'm going to apply those to, just to prove, to disprove really what he wanted to do was to disprove that Christianity is in fact true, that the Word of God is in fact true. And that a sign really is up to date, and so that the Bible is discounted by science today. But on his journey, guess what he found? He found faith in God. He realized that there were all the things that he was hearing, all the things that he was witnessing, all the things that he had discovered changed his life. Because of the faith of his wife. Now, the reach of an exceptional walk by faith will reach people. You say, well, my faith doesn't impact anybody. It does impact people. Because here people were searching everywhere to find Enoch, to try to disprove him. But can you imagine all the people that tried to find him, that never found him? Do you think maybe at the end they thought to themselves, well, maybe God did translate him? As a matter of fact, maybe it did happen. Because we know that Enoch was a man that walked with God. So we see not only the result of this exceptional walk of faith, the reach of this exceptional walk of faith, but number three, we see the reason of this exceptional walk of faith. He says, notice in verse 5, "For before his translation, he had this testimony," notice, "that he pleased God." What does faith life do to God? It pleases Him. That's what it does. He tells us in the next verse, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Think about it. Enoch had I know he didn't die, but if you put something on his grave, a tombstone, it would see, "He pleased God." That's what he did. To please God, you must have the desire to please God. How do we please God? It is by faith. So it is by faith that Enoch pleased God. The reason why he pleased God, or the reason why he had faith in God, is because he wanted to please Him. Think about how devastating to God is the generation that has seen His work yet doesn't place confidence in His Word and His record. Shameful is the generation that has no desire to please God. And I consider, because here he's mentioning Enoch, but I consider back just a few chapters ago in the book of Hebrews, as he described the nation of Israel in the wilderness, they did not believe. Now think about it. This is after those that came out of Egypt. They saw the 10 plagues. All those that were 21 and older had seen the plagues in Egypt. And they had seen the water part. And they had walked on dry ground. And they had come to the place as they were in the wilderness where God was feeding them. God was providing them in a wilderness, in a desert place. And they come to the place of Canaan, and then they go into the land, and they see it is exactly what God described. But what happened? They did not have faith. You know what that tells us about the people as a whole? They didn't want to please God. They didn't want to please God. You see, the reason they did not take God at His Word is because there was no desire in their lives to please God. And so therefore, if there's no desire to please God, then I'm not going to exercise faith. I'm going to play it safe. And that's what they did. And the result of that was they all died in the wilderness. because there was no desire to please God. But the Bible tells us that Enoch pleased God. And may I say, that is what our life is about. We ought to please Him. So, well, I want to please the Lord. And so I'm going to sing. I'm going to serve. Let me ask you this. Do you have faith in Him and His Word? And His record? You see, we have to look at the Word of God. We have to look at the history of what God has done in our lives and say, you know what, God's Word is trustworthy. I can place my faith in Him because He has proven to me He has a sure record that I can trust in. And so therefore, the reason why I want to walk by faith is because I want to please the Lord. But the nation of Israel was more interested in pleasing themselves and saving their own lives instead of pleasing the God of heaven who brought them out of the land of Egypt to a promised land. Isn't that what Jesus said? That if you love your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you've gained it. Now, consider that because that doesn't make sense in our minds. It doesn't make sense. But again, the reason is we want to please Him. So as we exercise our faith, that is what pleases God. And here, this is the testimony of Enoch. He, by faith, pleased God. And the reason why he was translated is because of his faith. And so therefore he says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before him his translation, he had this testimony that, notice, he pleased God. And then he tells us the statement as we've been quoting that, for but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Do we want to please the Lord this evening? Do you know what brings a sweet-smelling savor to God? It is faith. You know, I was some of the folks were asking last week about what was wrong with Cain's offering. And may I say that we can't just focus on the offering itself. What we have to focus on is one had faith and one did not have faith. You see, what happens? The type of offering that was offered was a result of their faith or lack of faith. You see, faith is what pleases God. And when there is faith in God, what will come out of that faith will be pleasing to God. But when there is no faith, what comes out of that faith will not and cannot please God, because He says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so then He says this in verse number 6. It cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So not only do we see here the result of this exceptional walk of faith, the reach of this exceptional walk of faith, the reason of this exceptional walk of faith, but we see number 5 or 4, the recognition of this exceptional walk of faith. What must be recognized in our lives for us to walk by faith? He that cometh to God must believe that He is. That was, by the way, the sufficient message that Moses had to bring to the nation of Israel so that they would believe in a coming deliverance. You remember, as God told Moses, He said, you're going to go and deliver the people, and I'm going to bring them out, and so I want you to go on my behalf and be my representative. I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. And so Moses replied and said, I cannot go. I can't but speak. And I'm not able to do this. And so after God convinced them and Moses said, okay, I'll go. He said, well, what am I going to tell them? They're not going to receive me. They're not going to listen to me. What am I going to tell them? And what did God say? You tell them, I am sent me. You see, I am is the name of God. It is the fact that God is self-existent. He is not dependent on anyone as we are dependent. He is I am. He has ever existed and He will ever exist. Everything depends on the I am. And so as we consider a faith and what pleases God, there must be a recognition. What happened in the life of Enoch that brought him to the place where he was pleasing to God in his faith? It's because he recognized that God is.
God is what?
God is God. You see what happened? You remember what was taking place early on in the days? The Tower of Babel. And this shows to us the human nature of the human nature trying to lift themselves up as God, trying to glorify themselves and reach the place where God is, showing that we can be God as well. And it is not recognizing that God is, and He is the only one that will ever be. You see, faith does this. It recognizes that God is. But not only see with you the recognition of this exceptional walk of faith, but lastly, number five, we see the reward of this exceptional walk of faith. He says, "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So, we look at this verse and I was wondering, I said, well, what is the reward? Here's a reward. I want to ask, what is the reward? Eternal life? What is it? The answer is in there. He says, notice, "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is," notice, "and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." The answer is right there. Those that diligently seek Him, what are they looking for? Him. That's it. Those that seek the Lord are seeking Him. The reward of those by faith that seek the Lord is, God says, "I will reward you with Myself." Isn't that what He said? You remember as He addressed the nation of Israel, when He wanted them to go into the promised land and trust Him by faith, He said, "Because that is where I am. And that is where I expect you to be. And you ought to have a desire to be where I am." And so the desire, think about it here, what is the reward of faith? The reward of faith is a person getting to the place where they say, "Now, I have Him. I am with Him. I am part of what He is doing in this world." And so as we consider here, the Bible tells us again that he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. As we seek Him genuinely in our hearts, and by the way, as we desire to please Him, faith will come out a result of that to please Him. Why? Because that's what pleases God. If we truly, genuinely have a desire to please Him, faith will be exercised in His Word. Faith will be exercised in His record. And when we place our faith in Him, there is a reward that comes. What does man seek for? What does the heart long for? The heart longs for peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. The joy that comes from the Lord Himself. That's why He told His disciples, remember, He said that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full when you have My joy. You see, the reward is God Himself. That's the reward of faith. You see, faith, the reward of faith is this. Enoch walked with God. That's the reward. We're coming full circle. As God was walking, Enoch was walking with Him. Enoch was seeking for God. And he found Him. Why? Because of his faith. Enoch got to the place where he could walk with God. Enoch got the reward he was looking for. By faith. By faith. Let me ask you this. Have you gotten the reward in your life? Are you enjoying the walking with the Lord? Again, this is a moment by moment, and much like we've been saying this morning in the Gospel of John, abiding in the Lord. The idea is the same of walking with Him. But many times what we do is the opposite of having faith in Him and walking with Him is walking after the flesh. Walking after our own desires and say, well, God has a direction He wants us to go. I say, well, I'm not going there. I'll catch up with you later.
That's what walking after the flesh is. But may I say that walking with the Lord, again, brings tremendous results in our lives. So we see this evening the exceptional walk of faith. Abel communicates to us the excellent sacrifice of faith, and Enoch communicates to us the exceptional walk of faith. This evening, very simply, are we walking with the Lord? There's a difference between trying to, you know, we have the natural tendency in our lives is to try to get God to walk with us where we want to go. Isn't that what we try to do? God, I got some plans. Could you please get in on my plans and bless what I want to do? That's what we do. That's what we resort to many times. But that's not that. That's not walking by faith. You see, it's not about trying to get God on our plan, on our schedule, what we want to do. It is about us getting ourselves on God's timetable, God's plan, God's goals in our lives. Walking by faith. The exceptional walk of faith. Do we want to walk exceptionally? Then it has to be by faith. By faith. Let's pray.